Reflection by Father Luis Zazzano. Matthew 10, 34-42, 11, 1. Division comes from the devil. The devil will stir up discordance, changes, and trouble in three areas: heart, family, and society, and that will bring about division not only in your heart, but in your life. Heart. Let's see the changes or divisions the devil can cause in your heart. A divided heart brings great sadness, suffering, and pain. But when this happens, you must keep up the search for God's will. You must look for what God wants for your life. To make it easier for you to look for God's will in your life, I suggest the HPJ system. This system will make it clear to you whether you are following God's will or not. So H is for hope. Whatever you choose in life gives you hope and encourages you to follow your path. Your choice offers you a future, and then you nourish this future. If you feel the calling of God to be a priest, for example, you dream of something different. You dream of your mission of bringing others to Jesus. You have hope, and you have a future to search for. You dream of that future. If you realize you are in love with someone, you dream of that person and of the path you will both walk together. I mean, you have hope. You search for your future and you walk towards it. Then P. P is for peace. It means that what you have chosen, the path that you are following, gives you inner peace. You feel serenity in your choice, even when on the outside you may be attacked and mocked. Perhaps some people might laugh at you or make fun of you, and you may feel uncertain, but deep down you feel at peace with your choice. Something like this happened with many martyrs who were mocked and killed for Christ. They felt that inner peace that only being with Him can give. Check whether the decisions you are making, the path that you have chosen, leads you to that inner peace. And finally, J is for joy. You feel joy, the ability to laugh and to be positive, the ability to laugh at yourself. You know how to humbly abandon yourself to what God proposes. Are you a happy person? Does whatever path you have chosen bring joy to you? If you have lost this joy, then perhaps you have not chosen what God wants for you. Your heart is divided. If you are not following the HPJ system, then you will have a divided heart. Your heart will go one way and your head another. You might fall into letting yourself be led solely by your feelings, making a lot of mistakes. Or you may become cold and turn into a calculating person, pure and cold reasoning. Careful with those extremes. Now we'll refer to a second issue. Division in the family. When the family is divided, there comes a great sadness, struggles, arguments. You don't want to be at home. You want to try to find some form of escapism. How hard is it when parents fight in front of their children and the house becomes a battle site more than a home where one feels welcome and sheltered? It is hard when a family is lost, when respect is lost. Don't let disrespect divide your family. And finally, division in society. When society is divided, there are no common goals, there is no fraternity, no growth as a nation. Everything crumbles, and society destroys itself. When fraternity is lost, indifference appears. Don't calm your conscience by saying, "I don't do wrong to anyone." Go a little further and ask yourself, "Do I do good to someone? Or am I living in my own tiny bubble?" Let's not live in our own personal bubbles. We can't say that we have great faith and that we pray every day, and we don't worry about our neighbors, when we don't notice that there are people in need. Fraternity is the result of closeness to God, of a humble and simple heart. Don't let your heart be divided, because a divided person leads you to a troubled family and a disturbed society. A disciple of Jesus must always seek God's voice and always look inside themselves to find His will. God bless you and be with you. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Have a good week.